KKKO. WAPD. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X ray. This is KE8WUO.
KEWUO, KENOAX. Did you just hear me call on 7.2, or are you just calling for conversation and meeting up?
Both. I heard you on the other one, but I don't think I can get it from where I'm at, so I figured I'd reach out over here and at least let you know that I have found and I got the my two in the truck today. So anytime you want to meet up, just let me know. I am working, so I'll be at 23 and Shaner, but I can meet you up somewhere after work type of thing.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll probably need a little bit because this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, my daughter went to go start the car and it didn't start. So I'm now putting an ignition control module in. I was testing whether or not I was able to receive on the from the Mount Clemens 7.2 currently in Richmond. So I know there's a receiver up here, but I was curious if I could receive the 7.2 from Mount Clemens, but still touch it over here. So that was obviously a good test.
Yeah, I definitely heard you.
I still can't believe that I'm getting through to Mount Clemens with this little 5-inch antenna at 5 watts of VMR. That's so amazing.
Yeah, radio is voodoo magic. It's inexplicable, but it works.
Agreed. But yeah, so if I get the car fixed, I'll call out and see. But we'll probably plan for after work, and then if you wanna create a call and test that while we do that, that would be also fine. KEAX Friday.
Copy that. Sounds the plan to me. Good luck with the car, and keep me posted on how it's going, and just let me know when a good time to meet up would be, and I'll get out of here as quick as I can.
Well, go ahead and rush on your own account, but don't rush for me. That's definite. I can flex around time frames.
Sounds good. All right. Well, we'll talk soon.
Sounds good, John. 7.3. This is KEAX Clear Monitoring.
Any PCT monitoring statewide one.
KG9RTX mobile on Michigan statewide one.
G9RTX any PCT. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Well, I just got back from Gaylord. I had to take a neighbor in for some shopping, and we went down there for an appointment. I live in Indian River. I'm on the Hackleberg repeater up here. And I work night shift, and I'm just settling down, listening to the radio, and for about an hour or so, I'm going to hit the rack and go to my night job later on. Name here is Steven. I work hotel night audit. That's what I do.
Well, nice to meet you, Stephen. Name here is Cade, Charlie Alpha Delta Echo. And I'm not sure what repeater I'm coming in off of. Whatever the three-letter abbreviation is, HAM. Hammond, maybe? I forget. Should have named things better, I suppose. Just about 40 miles from downtown Grand Rapids. So heading up towards the Mackinac City area for a week. Family's got a little cottage up there, and this is the first vacation my wife and I managed to get this year, so we're very much looking forward to it.
Oh, by all means. What a great place to have a cottage at. Both sets of my grandparents had cottages on some lakes north of Newaygo. And I was ultimately born in Grand Rapids, although I was raised in Gaylord, Michigan. I live in Indian River right now. That's where I'm at now. I work over in Petoskey at a Marriott hotel over there, and that's what I do. And I get generally Mondays and Tuesdays off. Sometimes I work an extra day, but well, better late in the year than never. It is getting chilly up here. I hope the weather holds for you. This is a really neat time of year to be up here. It's not, summer rush is over. It's not so, you know, not so rushy. Except for, like, you know, leaf color viewers and stuff. But, you know, other than that, it's cool. It's a nice area up here. So you got that's a little bit of a drive.
Oh, my wife and I love Petoskey. In fact, that's where we got engaged. So we're looking forward to getting into town and walking around, checking out the marina, and having a day of it. But, yeah, I've been coming up here my whole life. My grandparents built this cottage back in the 50s. And it's on a little lake called Paradise Lake, just outside of Levering, there off of U.S. 31. So we're both from West Lafayette, Indiana. So you're not kidding about the drive. It's a little bit of a haul. I'm about, 3 hours, a little over 3 hours into it, and I got about 4 more to go. So looking forward to being out of the truck for the day, but, you know, it's at least it's a pretty drive, and I haven't run into too much traffic yet. And hopefully Grand Rapids goes smooth. I know getting north out of town on the 131 is always a little, it can be a little bit hairy. So hopefully I'm not hitting it just at the wrong time, but I guess we'll see when we get there.
Oh, definitely, Kate, definitely. Well, congrats on your apparently long wedding, long marriage, and nice to get up when it's just the two of you in a nice, quiet place. And in hindsight, when I had a little money back in my day, I probably should have bought a little land. A little lake cottage would have been nice back when you could actually, back when they were affordable. And I think I've heard of Paradise Lake. I don't remember exactly where it is. I know where Levering is. I spend a little time in Cross Village. I play disc golf, and they have a disc golf course out on the Bliss Fest grounds there. And I find myself just driving in the area. The little store in Cross Village has a nice little deli there, and they got really good sandwiches. And I like to get sandwiches and then go to the picnic tables outside and eat there. It's a nice little break. And I try to get to the beach. I was in Mackinac City the other couple of days ago. I went to the Badlands International Dark Sky Park for a moonlight hike. And the moon was full, and it was just, I got some great photos. It was a superlative evening, so I got to do a little bit of night hiking with that. And ate PZT.
It's been years since I've been to Cross Village, but yeah, growing up, my parents used to take us to the beach just outside of Middle Village there. That little general store, get some sandwiches and go down to the beach and swim in the ice-cold water. That was always fun. But we checked out that Dark Sky Park a handful of years ago. That was a lot of fun. My wife had never seen the Northern Lights, and unfortunately we didn't see them that night, but luckily we've seen them since. So I remember seeing them up here as a kid a handful of times, but down in Indiana, yeah, you don't catch them too often. But we managed to catch them, I think, last fall or something like that.
Yeah, I haven't seen the Northern Lights this year. I'm hoping to do so as the winter comes on. Well, it's a good time of year to see them. And I like winter up here as much as I like summer. And it's I like the changing seasons. I've lived in a few other places. Probably the nicest place, the most beautiful place I've lived in outside of Michigan is probably the northern Black Hills of South Dakota. They were amazing. No water, though. One small lake, and that's kind of pushing it. in one reservoir, but nothing like we have here, you know. We have the water up here, and I, you know, there's nothing I like better than just walking by the water, going to the beach, and just relaxing in the afternoon. I got some swim time in the summer, spent some time with friends. It was a nice change. I hadn't done that in a while, and it's good.
Sounds like a pretty good summer, but yeah, we're getting into a little traffic, so I'm going to put the mic down and try not to hit anything here. So, good chatting with you, and have a great rest of your day. KD9RTX.
All right, Kate, you and your wife have a safe and a pleasant journey up to your place. Enjoy your time together and, you know, cherish that time. It's super, super important. So, I wish you blessings, and you have a great, great little mini vacation. Say 7-3. This is N8PZT out.
KEAWQO, KEALA. KEAWQO, KEALA.
Sorry, Dean, this is KEAWUO. I didn't hear the first one. I had someone in my office, but I thought you might have been calling me.
No issues. You asked for a update on the car, and she's up and running. So I'll just be standing by. So whenever you want to make that call and wherever you want to do it, just make it after work, and we'll go from there. This is KEALAX.
All right. I'm not really digging being at work right now. I probably will try to shoot to get out of here around 3:30 at the latest. I might stop at the credit union real quick after that, and then I'll make the call. And so my guess would be probably be around 4:35 o'clock if that works for you.
Absolutely. I copy that. It works perfect. So, we'll go from there. I'll log in if it locks me out, and I'll see if it actually notifies me. If it notifies me with a tone or alert, that would also be cool. So, just wanted to give you the update. I won't bother you too much. I know you're working.
Yeah, no worries. It should give you a notification noise and all that. They were saying that it was loud, and it'll get your attention. You might check your notification settings and make sure that it's turned on for that app, but because I've never heard it, but I'm always the one putting the call in. So, although Dave's done a couple, but I haven't really been notified of a new call yet. Maybe I should check my notification settings too. So, all right. Well, I will reach out and let you know as more, and then we'll go from there. This is KE8WUO. I will be standing by and monitoring.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then. This is KE8LAX standing by and monitoring.
KCA-RWW test. This is KCA-RWW, monitoring state 5-1. This is KCA-RWW, monitoring statewide 1.
KE-8FJW, monitoring.
KE-8LAX. From KEAWUO.
KEAWUO, KEAOAX. Please stand by for some minutes. KEAWUO, KEAOAX. Go ahead, Joe.
Sort of sounded like there's a little interference on your signal there. I don't think I've ever heard that on DMR. Maybe it's me. What's up?
I just popped out of the shower. Thought I could tune one in. Are you about ready?
That's affirmative. I am, I'm at 23 mile. I'm going to start heading east and I'll catch you out there wherever. No rush, you know, finish getting ready or whatever. I got the dog with me, so we might, you know, we can always stop at a park or something, and I can let him do his business.
I just switched radio. Sorry about that. That's just a crappy radio. Did you set up a call?
I did not, but I'm glad you reminded me. I will. I'll pull over in just a minute and do that, and I'll try to pick something probably closer to you, and we'll just deploy to there.
Sounds good. KU-LAX, standing by monitoring. Hey, we got a party going on, guys. KU-8-WOJ.
Yeah, we're going out drinking. I'm just kidding. I don't even drink. But no, yeah, I'm giving them a microphone kit for our meetings that you'll be at this next one, right? Right, Rick?
Yeah, if you mean that meeting. Actually, I would like to be at a meeting and see what it's all about and meet you guys.
Well, you are more than welcome to come check it out and see what it's all about. We will. So one of the things right now we're going to meet up, we're going to make a, so we have this program called ResGrid that we'd like to incorporate into the system that helps us communicate addresses and, you know, places that we want people to respond to in case of an emergency. And it saves a lot of the traffic from having to go over the air. And so we can basically just send like a message in an app, and it'll dispatch a person from wherever to wherever. And so that's what we're going to test out now. But then also that's what we're going to be looking at on this next meeting. So if you can make it, you could see us all and check out the app at the same time. So it'll be the third Thursday of the month. So I believe that will be the 16th, which is this Thursday coming up.
Oh, cool. I know last time you guys mentioned that, I looked it up. Looks like a very interesting program there. And where do you guys have the meetings at?
I forget the name of the building and the address, but it's on like 19 Mile and Grosbeck, or not Grosbeck, I forget. It's at like 19 Mile and we'll say Hayes. I think it is Hayes. So it's right around there. It's not, depending on where you live, it's not that far.
Comment? KELS.
No comments from you.
Two things. You got me in trouble with the wife telling her we're going out drinking. She heard you. And it's on Garfield, in between Hall Road and 19 Mile. It's the MIST building, Macomb Intermediate School District. KELS.
That's the spot. Thank you, sir.
Well, sorry about that, Dean. Didn't mean to get you in trouble. I hope you don't have to spend all night getting out of trouble.
I hope he's sleeping on the couch tonight. That's what I hope.
The wife said I get to go sleep on the bike in the garage.
Oh, I thought you were going to get in trouble. That sounds kind of nice.
Ain't it nice having friends, Dean? Who needs enemies when you have friends?
All right. I just pulled over. I'm going to set this up in ResGrid, and so I'm going to bow out for a minute, but I'll be back.
You sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger there. I'll be back.
Come on, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get to the chopper!
Sorry about that. I was just getting out of the house. This is KE8LAX. I believe, was it WOJ's out there?
Yes, sir. Just came out, sat down, and lit up a cigar.
That actually sounds pretty good. Although, probably not good for my health, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you're right there, but when you get as old as I am, it hardly matters anymore. I think I remember when dirt was created.
Sorry about that. I just got a phone call. But yeah, you know, I agree. I'm only 32, so I have to kind of think about that. But I quit smoking and I replaced it with vaping, so that's probably not much better either.
Oh, I tried that too. That was even worse on the lungs. I don't know why, but so yeah, now I'm back to the little cigars.
KAWUO. On a rough course here, which direction should I be heading?
I would just find a staging area close because I'm picking something real close to you. It's going to be near 26 Mile. There's like a park I found. What was your tactical call sign?
Tactical is 5022.
Okay, I think I've got a call on the map now. It looks like it's labeled it Mike 2 or something. So give that a look and see if you can dispatch yourself.
Copy that. Stand by, KELX. Hey, it looks like it worked, and it looks like it pulled me up on the course. So I'm headed that way, KELX. And WOJ, go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to push out there.
Well, that's okay. You guys go right ahead. No problem. I was just listening along and thinking this would be a real nifty thing in conjunction with APRS because you got the res grid to give you the places you need to deploy to get to, and APRS would show EOC on the APRS.fi map where you are and how long before you get there, and then actually when you do get there.
So actually, ResGrid does that. It shows EOC and where each person is. And actually, in theory, John, KAWUO, should actually be able to see my current location on the way to this mock-up non-emergency call that's set up on the app.
Oh, now that's interesting. Now, how exactly does that work? Unless, do you have ResGrid running in your car also on a laptop or something?
They have a mobile app. You can run it on a laptop if you wish, but I have it on my cellular device. So it's using my cell data and using it as a tracker. It's what they call a CAD program. I forget exactly what it's. Is it Central Aided Dispatch, John?
Hey, Dean, does it have you going to Mount Clark? Because I must have messed up that address.
Negative. It looks like it's got me going to the. Looks like it's got me going to the state park off of 27 Mile.
Okay. Yeah, that's the right spot. I must have just navigated to the wrong spot, so I will fix my map.
Actually, if I'm understanding where this is, there's actually a RC fly field at the end of that street. I believe it's the Detroit RC Aviators or something along those lines. My grandfather used to be a member over there. KEAX.
Okay. I got myself routed. I'll be there in about 17 minutes.
Oh, copy that. I'll be there in about 3 minutes. We weren't joking about how close to the QTH it was, but that's okay. I can hang out there and play around. Maybe there's some people flying. I can go fly around. But yeah, the other day I was mentioning, it's on the cell phone, so. It allows us to share our location with dispatch or see however you want to consider it. So I think it's a
think it's a really cool resource that can be added. Hey, Elias, back over to you.
Yeah, very impressive there. I didn't ever thought of the app on the cell phone. That is pretty darn nice. And, you know, if you need something to do for them 15 minutes or so, you can think about where you're going to be sleeping tonight.
Fair enough. I don't know if anyone got that, but it looks like it's been announced that we placed third in the fall set. If you copy them, it's home county. Looks like they placed third in the set.
Wow, that's awesome. That's great to hear. We didn't do so bad after all.
Does anybody know what we placed in the spring set?
I do not. I bet NAWRO is monitoring, and he may know.
NAWRO, I forget the exact ranking, but it was a heck of a lot less than that. I'll look it up here.
NAWROKELAX. Did I see that right in the member chat that we placed third? Is that correct?
I just saw that myself. I want to double check to see if that's the ARRL version or the state version. So it doesn't really matter. We did really well. So let's figure that out, and I'll look at it right now.
Well, I did hear somebody mention it before the fall set there. It seemed to me it was like 14th or something like that, but my memory don't work so good anymore, so don't hold me to that. But I got a feeling the way you guys are, we're one next year.
We're definitely going to try as hard as we can. If I can help it, we'll be number one for sure.
Well, I can't do much, but if I can help it in any way, just like any time.
Well, you can definitely help us, even like what you did this last set. You basically did a simulated deploy, and we kind of joked that you could just take pictures of the street view of buildings and whatnot. That was hugely helpful, and so if you can do that again, and maybe if you could send like a WinLink situation report using the WinLink form next time, that would greatly benefit us. So it's not hard to help, you know, so we definitely have ways to make it easy for you to help us out. And it's, you know, training that actually applies in the case of an emergency. Something's going wrong or you have a bad snowstorm, you probably want to send a field situation report from your QTH, and just kind of let us know what you're seeing. And then we can kind of digest that and act accordingly. So it's kind of like the old help me help you thing.
NAWRO.
Go ahead.
It is from the state. We're third at 10,368. Ross Common is second at 12,096. Monroe is the top dog at 15,066. So congratulations. That's pretty darn good. Macomb County, third place.
Wow, that's amazing.
John, that's going to be Ross Common County at 12,096. Kind of interested, just a little curiosity on, so I'm wondering if they're going to have to recalculate or something, because Wayne County, 1,692. Just doesn't seem right, right? But the top three, with what we did on that scoring scheme, that seems right. So I don't know, but that's the way it's posted. So congratulations are in order. Everybody did a great job. NAWRO.
That's the one I was wondering about. There's got to be an error there in their calculations, or maybe they mixed in zero or something, but I'm very,
very impressed. We were a little disappointed with it.
Is it just me, or did he run into a dead zone?
John, I got a little most of that, but you did go into a dead zone. The other curiosity is I have Oakland County at 129. Yeah, I'd just like to get to the bottom of that. But nevertheless, it doesn't change the fact that I'm presuming Monroe, Roscommon, and us, we did the calculation right. It was a difficult scoring sheet, so it'll be nice to get to the bottom of that. But nevertheless, it doesn't take it away. That is definitely third place. So sounds good, guys. I'm on ResGrid if you guys are working on it. I'll play around, too.
Yeah, I wonder if I should get them my Excel version of that spreadsheet to calculate the points, because that made it a breeze, and you can, put it in. Hopefully I'm coming in better. I noticed Dean's location and my location are not updating on the map. I don't know what you're seeing, Tim.
I just logged in, so let me catch up on that. And I guess we'll just leave it over to the boss when he gets back into town. I think he's out of town now, and then he can, if he wants to reach out to the other ECs in the D2 area, they can compare notes and calculations. But let's just take it as we did good, fellas. And let me jump into this and see if I'm logged in even on ResGrid. I think I am. NAWRO, I'm here.
Excellent job, guys. Congratulations. And by the way, what a great way to spend a Friday evening with the radios. you guys are impressive. You're always working at improving. So I got no doubt you're going to be second or first next year.
KE8LAX. Well, a good part of it is, like Dave always says, this is a hobby. The minute this becomes like work, then it's not for you, and that's the thing. This is fun, and it drives my wife nuts because I took that shower and I did a quick respawn to John, and she opened up the door and she goes, "Did you really just answer the radio while you were in the shower?" Well, yes, dear, yes, I did.
I have excellent timing. This looks like a neat road. I just turned onto the dead end street. I would have never found this if it wasn't for this little mission. This should be interesting.
Because it's so close to me, you can also hunt here too. If you go to the very end of the street, not where the GPS takes you, if you turn to the right, there's a parking lot, and you'll see my car. I'm off to the left because there's a little moat and some trails that I just walked down. I'm just kind of checking it out.
All right, I see you guys on the map now. So, John, you should be moving then. When you get moving a little bit, give us some cross streets or something.
Well, I'm actually at the pin drop where Dean is. Dean should be right where the mic tubing is, and so should I. So I don't think it will move until I mark myself on scene. So I'm not sure how the sharing is working, if it's not shared permanently or what. But I will update myself as on scene now.
I am also on scene. I marked myself on scene when I got here. KE8LAX.
Dean, I see you on scene at the Westville State Park. And right now on my map, John, your pin is south of 26 on North Avenue. But I'll watch and see if you call out on scene, then it should update, I would assume.
Yeah, I did mark myself on scene, so I'm not sure why it's not updating as I'm driving, because that's kind of the whole idea. have to look at, there might be...
Copy that. John, I got both of your pins together now. It seems to be a little bit of a lag time, maybe. I don't know. NAWRO.
Yeah, because right when I said that I was going to mark myself on scene, within like a few seconds, I had done that. So there may be a little bit of a lag, but maybe that has something to do.
So is that straight from your phone's data plan, or is it like a hotspot from a vehicle? I mean, would either matter? That was a pretty good test. I like that. That's good. Playing around with this one. All right. Sounds good, guys. I'm monitoring them. Yeah, they're talking on FBI Discord about like how did certain counties go so low. So we'll have to see what maybe they did wrong in calculating, but I think we're good. So sounds good. NAWRO. You guys drive safe.
Yeah, I'm really curious as to how they scored so low. I'm thinking there's got to be an issue with the scoring. So that's very curious. I want to check that out. You say, were they on the FBI or are they on Discord?
On the FBI disc page, it's AB8Y. Lance is the one that brought it to everyone's attention that it was posted. And so then it went from there. There you are. I see you on. You're typing. All right, NAWRO.
Now you could deploy those guys back to their TPH and watch them on the way back. See if you get the same leg.
Yeah, it's curious. I would really like to know. And Tim, if you want to add a call.
I may play around with it. Also want to see how it looks like if I get it on the desktop or the tablet. The tiny little phone screen when you're at a in the shack is too small. Let's make it bigger. So I don't know. I might play with it, maybe not. But yeah, I appreciate it. NAWRO.
AEHWOJ. Well, fellas, I got to go out and feed the kids. The critters are out there on the porch waiting for me. been nice talking to you guys and seeing what you're up to. You guys have a good and great work, and we'll catch you later. KE8WOJ.
73, this is KE8LX.
73 is from KE8WUO. Nice talking to you again, Ricky, and sorry we're a little preoccupied in the park here. So got hunters going and exchange of the mic too, and plus the set, it's like everything's happening all at once.
Hey, John, this is the first time I've seen it on a full-fledged PC screen. It's totally different look to the app. I really like it. I guess it's web access, actually.
Yeah, that's how I dispatch this out here. I find that it works a little bit smoother and is a little bit more intuitive on the full screen mode, especially when you're trying to deploy people. So yeah, definitely probably the best way to go. It'd be nice if they had an actual application that we didn't have to rely on the web app, but pretty cool.
All right. You guys got a new call, I think, NAWRO.
NAWRO, KENLAX. Your call just came through on my end. John.
Can confirm, I have a priority 3 non-emergency safely, may not get a notification, especially if the app is open, but you should be getting calls, so you can always check that calls tab.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I think this is going to work. It could take a load off of EOC, so it'd be nice when we plan the local exercise, and if we can incorporate this would be great. NAWRO.
Yeah, even if we don't see a live location report, this will still work for sending out and deploying. I don't know how important it is that we always see exactly where somebody is, but from what I can tell, this will help. And Dave has asked you for a list of members that participated in the set, and I will get that over to you ASAP.
Yes, you get me that data, then I will produce a pretty list for him. Thanks. NAWRO.
KDKDO, monitoring, statewide one.
8WRO from KE8WUO.
Was that you, John? NAWRO.
Yes. We're getting ready to deploy to our QTHs, but we noticed that it looks like you've assigned us both the same task to see if we return to QTH. And I'm wondering if you could an address and then make it two different. Let's try to assign him one and assign me one, because we want to know if we see everybody's tasks or if we only see the tasks assigned to us. Right now we're both seeing the same task. Because what we're coming up with is that it might be if a call is made and then just start going to it, you might have people going to that call. People assigned to the task, you might have use my QTH address from QRD, and I'm sure people won't mind doing that, but you don't have to do that. I can do that if you have a personal account. That'd be cool.
No, that's fine, John. I caught 98% of that, and I think I can handle that. Yeah, I did assign one task, and I made one task, and I assigned it to two units, both you guys, so I understand what you're saying. Assign two separate tasks and make it actually an address to you exclusively, your QTH. Yeah, let me work on that. And I'm in a holding pattern. I put a note into the boss to see if he can contact me about this list. If he jumps on and on Discord, then I may have to 1022 this task and go on to something else. But let me try this right now. I can handle that. NAWRO, let me start working on it. KE8 to the WUO, calls have been dispatched. Did you copy them, NAWRO?
Come again?
Two new calls have been dispatched as per your request. Just curious if you've received them on CAD.
NAWRO, KE8LAS.
Oh, go ahead, Dean. KE8LANAWRO. Copy. Go ahead, Dean. Negative copy. NAWRO. Standing by. Statewide one.
NAWRO from KE8WUO. Just letting you know, I am on route to my assignment, and Dean is in front of me, and I'm sure he will reply to you shortly.
Copy that. Wasn't sure if we were getting through on the PMR here, but I take it you copied, or you did receive the two separate CAD dispatches then?
Yeah, that's kind of something that I'd like to look at and see if we can prevent that, if we are not quite doing it the most clear way. Because it's weird, like I was glad that you named the task as you did, because it said deploy to QTH for both of us at the task name. So when I'm trying to mark myself in transit, it said, you know, there are two deployments that I could choose from. Both of them said, you know, go to your QTH. Well, luckily you said Warren for mine, so I knew which one to go to. But it doesn't show you the address. And so we're going to probably want to put, like, the task ID in there so that when you say, like, in transit to, and then the task ID, because otherwise it's not going to show you the address. it's going to be whatever you type in that field. And so you might know you have to do task, you know, blah, 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 but you won't know what the address is. So it's a little bit like kind of finicky in that way. But then it's also finicky in the way that I can see his call and he can see my call, and we could potentially self-deploy to each other's call or both go to the same call. And so we want to avoid that. We want to avoid deploying to the wrong call by accident, or at least indicating that we're going to the wrong call. So I don't know. It's got a little bit of, hiccups that I'm seeing that we'll have to work ourselves through.
I understand. The first one was a generic call, just go home to your QTA, and I signed it to both of you with no address whatsoever, as requested. The second one is separate calls with the address entered. It's there, unique addresses for both your QTHs, and I assigned it separately, like you, and then the last one I put in was yours, and I said, well, I better put your city just so we can differentiate. I didn't do it for Dean, but I don't know why you would be necessarily seeing his, because I didn't assign his to you. But you're right. We just need to kind of work this out. There's probably one or two little things we just got to look at. But I like this. This is nice. We can work with this.
I love the little delay there for Dean, but Dean did say he's going to make a diversion before he makes it home. So I'll be curious, like, we're both in transit, so hopefully you're seeing our locations updating, but you may not. So that's another thing that I'd be curious to see how that's working out. But I like it too. I see a lot of value in it. We're just going to have to adapt to what we're seeing, you know. And it's come to the point, you know, it may come to the point where, like, we'll have 20 calls. And what we can do is we can click on dispatch, and then you see your name. So the trick will be, if there's 20 calls, then I have to open 20 different tasks to find the one that has my name on it. And I, you know, that's not very efficient. So what we might do is still go over the radio and say, you know, Dean, I need you to reply to call 1075. And then he can easily look at that list and find 1075, verify that it's dispatched to him, and then deploy. So there might still be a little bit of a, you know, a requirement to communicate that I need you to deploy to this specific thing. But we'll see. It'd be nice if I don't see his calls and he doesn't see my calls. And so if I can figure out how to do that, then it'll be really clear. Like, I'll just have a call on me or two calls on me, and then I'll just know I need to deploy to both of those. And then, you know, go from there. But we might not want to do it that way too, because if I have two calls on me, you guys might want to set a priority on it. And so maybe waiting to hear from dispatch is what we should do. So it's just something we'll have to figure out how to implement and use. So I'll send it over to Dean. You got any feedback, Dean?
Yeah. My biggest thing is even if you can see other people's calls, in that call link, it would be good if the, you know, the deployed responder, if his name was on that name screen, which I don't know if that's possible, but even if they were still in, I shouldn't be able to respond to John's assigned call and vice versa. That's my biggest thing. However, like John said, I'm making a diversion because we talked a little bit longer than initially planned, so I've got to pick up the daughter from work. But I'm still leaving myself as responding until I make it back over that way. KEALAX, back over to him.
Yeah, I copied the assessment on all of this, and I'm sure there's got to be. This is used for small PDs. You know, it's actually in use. So there's no way that that would occur without very clearly saying that, you know, this unit's going there, the other unit's going there. And, of course, for command, you would want command to see all units where they're going, as well as dispatch itself, but that's a given. But, yeah, we can't have mix-up, which call who is going to. So I'm sure there's a setting in here we're not seeing. But otherwise than that, I think it's nice. I do see you guys as changing on the map. It's just not real time. It's just a little lag time. But, again, that's not crucial either. It's the fact the call was dispatched. You guys responded to the call. I think this will be a great assistance in the next set, and if we can get it tested for the local deployment training coming up. So sounds good. All right, I'll let you guys go for now. I will be in and out. I'll keep the radio on, but I may be in the other room for a little bit. So, but I'll have it up, so if you need anything, let me know. NAWRO, standing by, sort of.
Well, copy that, Tim. Thank you for your feedback, and I'm glad to hear the location pins are moving. So it's looking pretty promising. So I'll leave it at that. I'll let you enjoy the rest of your night. It is awfully late. So this is KEAWUO. I will be clear and monitoring. Over to you, Dean.
Yeah, Tim, before you leave the computer, what does it say my location is right now?
Yeah, just zooming in on the map. Stand by here. Let me get it centered. All right. I may have to correct my last information there. I have John on 27 Mile Road, just west of whatever that road is, Wiederman. And, Dean, I have you on 27. It looks like you're behind him, which doesn't make sense. So, okay, forget about the idea of the map is upgrading or updating. It may not be.
All right, QSL. I'm currently at 23 and Gratiot by the target, so that is very, very delayed. I was behind John at one point, but I think I was going a little bit too fast for him, so he pulled over and let me pass. So that may be another drawback. I don't know if it's necessarily my device. I think I have it set for pinpoint precision on that app for this particular purpose, but besides the point, nonetheless, that's the whole point in testing it, and that was kind of what John and I were, you know, thinking when we started this. So I appreciate the assistance and the help, and you have a good rest of your night, 7-3s. This is KEALAX, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
Copy that, NAWRO. I will be clear.
And all I got is a meaningless test picking up a pizza.
I want pizza. Where's the pizza at?
Hungry Alley's here in New Baltimore. I don't know how I feel by it. Oh, there it is.
Party at Wally's house.
You wouldn't like it. I got the grandkids.
I'll bring the Blandins.
Funny enough, my, funny, I stepson runs that store. Can't get all that.
So they give me a discount?
Not necessarily, but if I knew ahead of time, it'd love.
There you go. I already paid for it anyways. All right, I gotta roll. Bring it out of here. This place is busy. W8BD.
NAWRO.
Go ahead, Tim. Tim, was that you calling or was that you signing out? KEAWRO.
Yeah, should have been more clear on that. Just NAWRO signing for final-ish transmission. You guys have a good night.
7-3, KEAWRO. John, let me go ahead and call when you and the puppy make it home.
You're sounding a little muffled. I wasn't able to copy that last. I know you were talking to me, but did you say something like, have a safe drive home or something?
I might have actually been covering up the mic on my shoulder mic. Yes, have a safe drive home, but I was saying, give me a call when you make it home. K-E-8-L-E-X to K-E-8-W-U-O.
Copy that. I will, I'll probably shoot you a call or a text message once I get home. I'm at like 25 and Shainer right now, in case anyone's wondering map-wise. But alright, I will, I'll catch you when I get home. This is K-E-8-W-U-O. K-E-8-L-A-X from K-E-8-W-U-O.
K-E-8-W-U-O, go ahead.
I am home. That's what you asked for me to do. So there you go.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. You have a good rest of your night. Thanks for the good conversation and good seeing the puppy. You have a good night, and I'm sure we will talk to you soon. 73s to K-E-8-L-A-X.
Copy that. 73s from Rocky and I. We will talk again soon. K-E-8-W-U-O.